Have you ever been reading the Bible, maybe sitting in church, listening to a Bible study or a sermon? Something from the Word of God just kind of seems to touch your heart and encourage you.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
You might have been a little down or in some way anxious about certain things of the future. All of a sudden, God, by His Spirit, took His Word and encouraged your heart. That's what Romans 15:4 talks about. Through the encouragement of Scripture, we might find hope. Did you know that you have a God? He's at work through the Word, through the worship, through our times with Him to encourage us.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio. We want to take just a minute to tell you a little bit about our ministry. Our ministry focuses on helping ministers, their families, their marriages, their kids, and their churches. We support ministers and churches. That's what we're all about. If you're a pastor, we invite you to visit our website at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. We have free sermon downloads for you. We can tell you about Galatians 6:6 getaways for ministers and their spouses, and so much more. And if you're joining us out there, we encourage you, support your ministry team in your local church. Any way you can. They're good people doing good work, spreading the good news. Have you ever purchased a new gizmo, a stereo, a new car, a high-tech washing machine, and you take a look at the operator's manual and it doesn't connect, it doesn't seem to make sense? That's happening for a lot of people with the Bible. Hello everyone, welcome to Great Commandment Radio, how-tos for loving God and how-tos for loving others as you love yourself, living out the greatest of all the commandments. Our hosts are David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries, and today we continue our series entitled On the Fast Track for Spiritual Growth. Well, where does the Bible play into spiritual growth? And if we see it as something that, you know, some pretty words that just don't seem to work in the real world, how does that help us or hinder us in our spiritual growth? You'll find out and how to make the Bible come alive on today's edition of Great Commandment Radio. So let's get started. Here are David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries.
Well, welcome to Great Commandment Radio. And Teresa, all week we've been talking about the fast track to spiritual growth. And most of the week we've been talking about your life on fast track.
We had one day that we got to pick on you.
I understand, but today's program, we return to you and what God's been up to in your life. And for our listeners, our hope for you today is that God might, in a very special way, encourage you along the fast track to His exceeding abundance. He made a promise that when it's kind of get a little stagnant, a little boring, He's wanting to maybe intervene in your life. And today, we're going to talk about things like the Bible coming alive. You know, God's given us a book, a very special book. Very special book about the greatest story ever told. In our closing segment today, we're going to hear from our friend, Max Lucado. We've been featuring some of Max's clips all week long because he's been a special blessing in this journey in both of our lives and over this last year, so particularly in your life.
Really. Right? I mean, I don't think you can have anybody more grace-filled, positive-oriented writer than you do Max. I mean, he's so simplistic in his approach, but so impactful.
Yeah. So we're going to be listening to Max Lucado in our closing segment talk about the book that contains the greatest story ever told. We'll also be exploring on today's program how it is that this book called the Bible can become alive in your life. And as it does so, it's going to bring freedom, sometimes freedom from some of the anxieties and stresses of life. This book becoming alive and active in your life is going to remove fear from your life also. Do you have a fear of the future? Do you have a fear of uncertainty? Maybe a fear of what's happening ahead? Whatever it may be, God's given us a book called the Bible that would come alive to remove those, and we'll talk a little bit about that. Be sure to visit us at greatcommandment.net. You're going to find the resource for the week, in fact, is one of Max Lucado's trilogy books. Three books in one. The Applause of Heaven. One of the first books that's there, that God's excited to applaud you from heaven. He is just crazy in love with you. You'll also find there one of the books I know that was a real special blessing to you, honey, When God Whispers Your Name. A very personal, intimate God who has you on his heart. In fact, one of the things that you like to talk about is he has you tattooed on his hands. Right?
Oh, that's a wild story. That's a really wild story.
He has you tattooed on his hands. So that's one of the books. And then the one you mentioned earlier, the In the Grip of Grace. No more gracious one than the Lord Jesus Christ, who has so loved us that he's given us a scripture that really does set us free. Now, on the fast track of spiritual growth, it's very important that we approach the Bible for what it really is. It's not just a Bible about doctrine and right beliefs. It's a Bible that comes alive. Has it been coming alive for you lately? And honey, as we set up this teaching segment today, it might be important for you to share a little bit about the Bible becoming alive in your heart as he was at work to set you free.
I've shared all week about my self-reliance and how much fear was underneath that self-reliance. God showed me, as I shared with you earlier, where that self-reliance started when Daddy threw me into the swimming pool. But the second part of that is that fear that was there. And I wanted to remove some of my fear. And so I, again, started praying, God, show me about my fear. Talk to me about my fear. And I was using one of Max's books, again, as a chapter at a day to kind of devotion reading. And I was reading one of the chapters, and there was a scripture verse in Zephaniah. And you don't normally just think, oh, I want to read Zephaniah. But there was a scripture verse in Zephaniah, and it was something about fear. And I was prompted to not just read about fear from Max's book, but I wanted to go to Zephaniah and see what God said about fear. And several people have, as I share this, have come up to me and said, God spoke to me about that scripture verse too. But, you know, as you're looking at that scripture verse, it's like it jumps out and God says, this is for you. This is for you today. I'm speaking to you personally. And so it's in Zephaniah 3, starting in verse 14. It says, sing for joy, O daughter of Zion. Shout loudly, Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has removed your punishment. He has turned back your enemy. The King of Israel, the Lord, is among you. You no longer fear harm. On that day, it will be said to Jerusalem, do not fear. And I put my name in there instead of Jerusalem. It's Teresa. Zion, do not let your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is among you, a warrior who saves you. And the rest of that is talking about him delighting in me, having joy in me. And I went and read the rest of the chapter, and it spoke to me that God was a personal God. He wanted to he had removed my fear, and then I could rest in him and his word.
Imagine that. God whispering your name. Even from that passage, oh, my daughter. Can you imagine the Lord whispering that to your heart right now? Oh, my daughter. Oh, my son. Fear no more. Thanks for joining us today. We're exploring a fast track to spiritual growth. And one of God's plans for your fast track of becoming more and more conformed to the image of Jesus Christ is to experience him alive in the Word of God. In our teaching segment today, we're going to explore the reality, Teresa, of really, in many ways, what took place on that morning. That the Bible's not just given to us for right doctrine of what to believe and to exhort our right. Thou shalt not behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible's intended to lead us into a deepened relationship with the God who wrote it.
Personal relationship.
A personal relationship. And that took place that morning.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Jesus says, these words I speak unto you, they are spirit and life. The writer of Hebrews says, this book is living and active. That morning, the book became living and active, didn't it?
One of Max's statements is God really on your side?
Yeah.
Is he cheering you on? And I think that's what we can see from that scripture verse. He is on my side, and he was cheering me on that morning.
There you go. Great Commandment Radio. Glad you've joined us today. Visit us at greatcommandment.net. We'd love to get into your hands this resource from Max Lucado, his trilogy book, The Applause of Heaven, When God Whispers Your Name and in the Grip of Grace. Thanks for joining us today. Our teaching segment next, and then our closing segment with Max Lucado. Don't miss it.
David and Teresa Ferguson. Our resource kit this week will help you make the scriptures literally come alive in your heart and in your relationships in the real world. It's a trilogy of material from our longtime friend Max Lucado, which includes In the Grip of Grace, The Applause of Heaven, and When God Whispers Your Name. You can order the entire trilogy, and you'll be helping this local Christian radio station at the same time. Help yourself. Help local Christian radio. What can go wrong with that? GreatCommandment.net. That's www.greatcommandment.net. And of course, visit our website for today's free download. More practical tips for living out the fast track of spiritual growth in your life and in your relationships. All at www.greatcommandment.net. GreatCommandment.net. Practical tips on making scriptures come alive next on Great Commandment Radio.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful, very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else, ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008. How-tos for experiencing the Great Commandment. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, tools for experiencing affection in church.
Imagine gathering together with some maybe families in your small group, or maybe an evening during the month when you gather with other children and parents together, and we simply answer the question, I feel loved by you when? Do you know that a 3-year-old can answer that question? So can a 13-year-old. Imagine a little 4-year-old boy who looks up at his dad and says, Dad, I really feel your love when you come into my room and get down on the floor and play with me. Can't you imagine that'll impact that father? In fact, it might have more impact than all the preaching we ever do on fathering.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit GreatCommandment.net. GreatCommandment.net. Intimate Life Ministries has a question for you. How can we serve you? Perhaps individually, with resources for marriages, for singles, for parents, for church leadership. Perhaps through our Intimate Life Enrichment Center, intensive care retreats around the country for families, single adults, married couples, ministry leaders. Perhaps through a More Than Married workshop, or our Never Alone initiative, or our Galatians 6:6 ministry to ministers and their spouses. How can we be of service to you? Well, first, find out more about us. We're Intimate Life Ministries at www.greatcommandment.net or toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008 or www.greatcommandment.net. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio with David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. In the world of theological study, it's called hermeneutics. We like to call it making the scriptures come alive, making them work in the real world. What does that look like? Well, to give you a taste, we're going to take you into a relational foundations training course with Dr. David Ferguson on making the scriptures work.
So imagine with me that God has put us into a world, no doubt, fallen, but with people also alone. All across the pages of the Scriptures, what do we find? We find a Christ who encounters those kinds of people, doesn't he? He encounters people like Zacchaeus up a tree, lying, cheating, thief. How's he going to respond to Zacchaeus? You remember? Hurry on down, I'm going to your house today. He encountered that woman at the well, embarrassed in the middle of the day to come there because of her lifestyle. And he accepts her at her point of rejection and pain. And he ministers to her. How about this woman caught in adultery? It's a great illustration of how God wants to minister through us to people's aloneness and fallenness. You remember that the Bible says that Pharisees have brought her and thrown her before the Lord, caught in the act of adultery, wanting to stone her. And you remember it's the story where the Bible says that Jesus bends on the ground and begins to write on the ground. You remember that? And I imagine some of you ministers in here, you at times like I have, you've speculated on what he wrote on the ground, haven't you? See, the Bible doesn't tell us what he wrote on the ground, but I bet you've guessed. It makes good preaching when you guess, doesn't it? It's not in the text, but it still makes good preaching. I've heard one person say, you know, when he bent down on the ground, he started writing the names of some of the ladies those Pharisees had been with. You know, so he writes this one lady's name. That Pharisee says, I don't want to talk about her. I'm leaving, you know. And he just keeps writing names. They find that we don't know what he wrote. Not long ago, the Lord said, David, it's not important what he wrote. If it was important what he wrote, I would have put it in the Scriptures. The important thing is, why was he on the ground? Now listen, he was on the ground because she was on the ground. He is going to encounter people where they are. And don't you think he ministered to her aloneness? When one by one after they've left, he said to her, where are your accusers? Don't you know her heart is flooded with joy? She looks around and they're gone. And then notice these words from the Messiah. Neither, what, do I accuse you. Can't you just imagine this lady's heart filled with a wonder that I've just been accepted in spite of my sin? And you say, no, wait a minute. Let's don't go light on sin. You see, that's the glory of seeing people the way God sees them, because he goes on to say to her, having loved her, accepted her, met her at her point of need, he goes on to say, now, go and what? Sin no more. Two critical things. He still calls it sin, doesn't he? So you don't have to give up on the reality that sin is sin. And secondly, you know what? He says, sin what? No more. He doesn't say, could you cut back a little? See, we're not talking about going light on sin when we begin to see people the way God sees them. All across the page of the Bible, Jesus has encountered people. And I want you to imagine for just a moment that that's exactly how he encountered you. Wasn't it? God demonstrated his love toward you in that while you were yet a sinner, Christ died for you. You see, that's the power of seeing people the way God sees them.
Dr. David Ferguson, you can experience the entire Relational Foundations course on audio CD and DVD by visiting our website. We've also got a ton of other materials for marriages and parenting and Christian single adults and Christian leadership, much, much more. And the most important part of this ministry, you can find out about our Great Commandment Network of churches. Churches standing by to help you experience Scripture in your life and relationships. You can also find out how you can get involved in training opportunities and workshops, all at greatcommandment.net. Oh, don't forget about the Max Lucado Trilogy. I'll tell you more about that in our next segment. It's all at greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net. Back with David and Teresa right after this break. You're married. Things are okay, or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate, but how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs.
you can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples. How-tos for loving God and loving others. How-tos for living out the great commandment. It's time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson, co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, Bible study. When you read the Bible, who are you thinking about?
You know, regrettably, a part of my time in the Scriptures early on in our ministry, honey, was spent on looking at the Scriptures for what those other people needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it might have been looking in the Scriptures for what you needed to do. I'm not sure. I hate to admit that on
air. I would receive that.
Yeah. But the reality is, what we need to be encountering in the Scriptures is that we need to be receiving from the God who wrote them.
That's Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment living and loving, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Great Commandment Living Conferences, coming soon to a city near you. Whether you're a pastor or lay leader, student or counselor, single or married, a Great Commandment Living Conference from Intimate Life Ministries will equip you for effective living and ministry in a postmodern world. You'll gain insights into postmodern challenges and opportunities, enrichment in your own relationships with God and others, and equipping in a fresh method for relevant ministry. Great Commandment Living Conferences. For more information, go to www.greatcommandment.net or call Katie at 800-881-8008, extension 206. That's the Great Commandment Living Conference at www.greatcommandment.net or 1-800-881-8008, extension 206. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008.
Oh, welcome back to Great Commandment Radio. And before we hear our final clip from Max Lucado, let me again encourage you to visit greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. You'll find some free stuff for the week. You'll find the resource trilogy book from Max Lucado. You'll also be able to listen 24/7 to our radio program over the internet. And we're excited that you've joined us all week long. Teresa, as we've been focusing upon the fast track of spiritual growth. And on today's program, how the Bible becomes alive to really set us free, oftentimes from things like fear. And in this closing segment, Max is going to talk a little bit about a common fear we all face at times, the fear of the future, the fear of death. And yet at those times, it's time for us to look to a book that tells us about the greatest story ever told, and then it challenges with one of the greatest statements ever made. Listen to Max share this, and then we'll give you some closing homework today.
One of my jobs as a minister, as many of you have the responsibility, is to occasionally go to a cemetery and stand behind a freshly dug grave, the manicured grass under a canopy, and stand behind a casket, and look into the faces of loved ones seated on lawn chairs. And they look at me like I have something to say. And they look at me like I have something to say because I'm holding a book that has something to say. At that moment, I don't hold a book of philosophy. At that moment, I don't hold a book of history. At that moment, I don't dare read from the writings of any great author or any great poet. At that moment, one dares to speak only the words spoken by one who dares to see into the future. And at that moment, we read words like, "Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ." And we read words like, "I am the resurrection and the life. If any man dies, he shall yet live." Why do those words bring strength? They were spoken by a calloused hand, Nazarene, in a small country that was not in the center of its political axis. A down country, backwoods guy with a Galilean accent who never wrote a book, who never traveled beyond the boundaries of his country. If he ever had a conversation with a king, we don't know about it. The religious leaders who did know him didn't like him. The political leaders who did speak to him were confused by him. And the one who could have saved him was not impressed enough with him to save him, chose instead to save his own reputation. And yet 2,000 years later, we're still talking about this fella. Why? You know the answer, don't you? Because if he is who he said he was, he is indeed the hope of history. If he is not who he said he was, he is indeed the hoax of history. And the reason we go back to this book time and time again is because this book contains two things that no other book contains. This book contains the greatest story ever told and the greatest statement ever made.
Isn't it exciting when you really do get in the Word and it just jumps out at you? I mean, it just pops. And you think, "Thank you, God. That's for me today. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for revealing yourself to me. Thank you for allowing that scripture verse to come alive in me."
Yeah. The Bible, living and active. I hope it'll be that for you. As Max challenged us, the greatest story ever told is about God became flesh and dwelt among us. And the greatest statement ever made, "I am the Christ, the Son of the living God." He and the Father are one. In Him there is life and life abundant. We hope that'll be a part of your journey as you encounter Him in the Bible. Maybe start reading in the Gospels, the book of Matthew, and just start listening for the Word of God to become alive in your life. Join us on tomorrow's program as we close out the week, looking ahead to our weekend times and maybe in our church community, and we're going to be challenged by another dimension of our spiritual growth on the Fast Track. See you tomorrow on Great Commitment Radio.
David and Teresa Ferguson, co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries, thanks so much for joining us today, and thank you for visiting our website on a daily basis. We want to make it worth your time, and you can also pass this website on to your friends and family. Every day a free download this week, how-tos for getting on and staying on, which is just as important, staying on the Fast Track for spiritual growth. You can get your free download at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. And please do order the Max Lucado Trilogy. It is life-changing, and it supports the station you're listening to right now. In the Grip of Grace, When God Whispers Your Name, and The Applause of Heaven, all part of the Max Lucado Trilogy Collection, available this week as our resource kit at greatcommandment.net. www.greatcommandment.net, or call our staff toll-free at 1-800-881-8008, 1-800-881-8008, or visit that website, greatcommandment.net. Tomorrow, it's Friday, and we'll talk about how you can become a better witness for Christ.
Baptizing teenage boys, that's a pretty exciting thing.
It is, especially in a lake in their backyard.
There you go.
That's next time. So bring a friend and join us for Great Commandment Radio.